So how's it going over there?
So everybody's very excited because the spacecraft just phoned home earlier today. That means that the encounter went as planned, and the data recorders are full of great scientific data. It'll take us a long time to get the data, but we're all excited about seeing it.
Okay, and it's going to take like a year and a half to get all that data down just from last night's flyby.
That's right. The bit rate is something like about 1,000 bits per second, and probably not all that many of your listeners remember when we had modems that were that slow. Even in the early AOL days, people had 24 kilobaud modems, and that was pretty slow. So we're at 1 kilobaud.
Tell me a little bit about this object, Ultima Thule. Why are we going to look at this object?
Yeah, well, we're going to this object because we can get to it. It was not easy to even find an object that we could get to. It happens to be what we call a cold classical Kuiper Belt object, which means it's really in the outermost zone where solid bodies formed in the solar system, and it's still where it formed, effectively. Not much happens out there. The rate of collisions should be very, very slow. Perhaps the shape still remembers the processes that led to its formation, so we're very excited to see what the shape is in a little bit more detail than what we saw from today.
Okay, so this is like a time capsule from the early solar system.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of it. The solar system formed small bodies called planetesimals, and those went on to form larger bodies and ultimately planets and even giant planets like Jupiter and Saturn and so on. And so this is a leftover from that early stage. This never got into a planet. We have much closer examples of this sort of thing in the asteroid belt. But in the asteroid belt, everything is going around the sun much, much, much faster, and they crash into each other much more violently. It's like the inside track on the racetrack. They go around faster there, and the collisions are more violent. And so a lot of the original appearance of those bodies has been obliterated, whereas something out in the slow track in the Kuiper Belt might still record its original appearance.
Tell me just a little bit about your role on the New Horizons team.
So I'm a co-investigator, which means I was one of the people who wrote the proposal to NASA to create the mission in the first place, and I lead the Surface Composition Science Theme Team. My team is eagerly awaiting data which comes down tonight and tomorrow night, which should tell us some hints about the composition of the object. And I can't really say anything about that yet because we really know nothing yet. But we're really excited to get down to work and have some new science to dig into. This is a completely different object than Pluto in the sense that Pluto is a very active world today. And a lot of the science was trying to understand that activity, what kinds of processes are shaping its surface. This is a body that probably hasn't changed much in a long, long time. And so we're really trying to read history in its surface and get back to the conditions when it formed.
Okay, and we're like, what, a billion miles further than Pluto now?
Yeah, Pluto was about 3 billion miles from the sun, and Ultima Thule, at the time of the encounter, is about 4 billion miles from the sun. A billion miles every 3 years, that's a pretty good rate of speed.
That's not bad. Well, Will Grundy, congratulations, and good luck with the mission.
Okay, thanks, Melissa.